This is the Assumption Church Podcast. Thanks for joining us. Assumption Church is a Roman Catholic community under the care of the Franciscan Friars Conventual of Our Lady of Angels Province. It is a community of faith which is active in service, and its ministries bring the gospel message of peace, reconciliation, and love to Syracuse and all of Central New York.
It was about 2 weeks ago that I was visiting with my mom after Easter. And when I was at her house, we went to the basement, and it turns out we found out that a couple weeks ago or months ago, we're not really sure, the basement had flooded. And so there were books and boxes and things falling over and mold and grossness. And while I was there, I found a photo. And it was me when I was an infant. And some of you might remember a couple homilies ago, I shared about when I first entered the Friars. There was one of the days where I was just having a pretty tough day. And I went downstairs to the basement of the Friary where we had like a computer and some lounge chairs and some cushions. And I just went downstairs and I needed to get away from the Friars. And I was struggling with, is God really calling me to be a friar? And while I was downstairs, I found a pillowcase. It is this pillow here that matches the same exact fabric of my parents' furniture in their house in New Jersey. This was in Philadelphia. And so the picture I found was of me as a baby sitting on that couch. And I said, I have to bring this so I can show proof that it was actually the same fabric. So there's proof. I didn't just make up the story. And today, continuing about the day being World Day of Vocations and praying for religious life and the priesthood, they suggested us telling stories about our calling as a priest or as a brother. And so I wanted to share with you that part of my story that was actually a really powerful moment, because it made me realize that, well, maybe God is calling me to this. I mean, the fact that a fabric of furniture from my mom's house in New Jersey, which they probably brought in Brooklyn before they moved to New Jersey, was also the same fabric in our house in Philadelphia. And there was nothing else that matched it. It was just this random pillow and these other chairs that don't match, because that's just the way the Friars are sometimes. We collected furniture. But today is the Feast of the Good Shepherd. We celebrate Christ as the Good Shepherd. Father Jude brought an image of the Good Shepherd from his office that we have standing here in front of the ambo. And it looks all nice and smiley, and Jesus's clothes are all nice and clean. But in reality, the life of a shepherd was not easy. They were spending hours and hours and days away from their family, working with these animals, directing them where to go and where to lead and how to find water and how to get food. And sheep were something that was very important to the Jewish people, because sheep was used for clothing, was used for food, and also was used for sacrificial offerings, for religious offerings. And the shepherd really had to work 24/7, during winter, during summer, to care for the sheep. But yet one of the things that I was reflecting on was a commentary mentioned that there's three characteristics that we hear about the Good Shepherd that I think can relate to us today. One, he lays down his life for his sheep. We hear that 5 times in today's scripture, that he lays down his life for his sheep willingly. He willingly gives his life to protect them. I don't know if I was a shepherd, if a wolf was coming after me, if I would necessarily care for the sheep. I might just be thinking about myself. But that's why I'm not the good shepherd, I'm just a shepherd. Jesus is the good shepherd. And yet he knows the sheep well. He calls them by name and they respond. They are mine and he is theirs. 3 was that he cares for all sheep, not just the ones that are part of his flock, but the ones that belong to other shepherds. to the ones that have gone astray, to the ones that have stayed. He's the shepherd for all the sheep. And I was reading about this passage, and it comes right after in John's gospel. It comes after the passage where Jesus heals the blind man. And the Pharisees and the scribes do not believe that it was Jesus that did it, and struggle with the fact that Jesus cured someone on the Sabbath. They were considered the sheep that did not hear God's voice and understand. But yet, God still knows their voice and knows their name and calls them by name. What does this mean for us? Well, for us, we're called to journey with the shepherd. We're called to journey with Jesus as he leads and guides us. And we're to discover both the love God has for us, but also we discover who we are in that journey, in that process. When I was discerning to become a friar, it wasn't like I got a phone call from God and said, here, become a friar. It was that it came over time. It came through people in my life. It came through talking with other people. It came through seeking counsel from other people. It came through prayer. I met the friars at Catholic University in Washington, D.C., and on Wednesday nights, we had praise and worship adoration. That's where I fell in love with my vocation. Singing my heart out, for better or for worse, whether I sing well or not, I was singing to God and praising my Savior, the one that came as the Good Shepherd for me. And the more that I would pray, the more that I would hear God saying, follow me. And I think God asked each of us to follow him in different ways, whether that be holy married life, holy single life, holy religious life as a brother or a sister, or holy priesthood. And we're called to find out which path is God journeying us to. And it's so that we can have a sense of being hopeful and peaceful to others, that we can bring hope and peace to those around us in whatever vocation we're called to. And one of the things that I find really important is that as we become the sheep of the Good Shepherd, we're called to be passionate about life. We're not called to be mopey and not joyful. Now, granted, there's times in your life where there's going to be trials, and we're not going to be joyful. But we can look to the other sheep around us and be reminded that joy will come, that after the suffering does come the resurrection. And we commit to loving those around us, and we continue to seek a relationship with God. There was a quote that Pope Francis added into his message for World Day of Vocations, and he said, which I think he was quoting Pope John Paul II, the Great, no one is so poor as to have nothing to give, and no one is so rich as to not have the need to receive something. That each of us, whether we feel poor and feel like we have nothing to give, we do. Whether we are rich and we feel like we have everything, there's things that we can still receive from the other sheep that are on the journey with us. My little plug, if you feel called to religious life or priesthood, if you know someone in your life that is discerning, have them talk to one of the friars, to Brother Joe or Brother Jim or Father Jude or myself, or to talk to one of the sisters, like Sister Pam, who's here in our congregation. God calls us from families. Each of us came from a family. We're born into a family, and from that family, we're called to serve God in the call of religious life and priesthood. If that's what you feel called to, know that you're not alone. For most of us, that's not our calling. We're called to holy single life, or holy married life. In that very vocation, we're called to support those that are already called to religious life and priesthood, and also called to encourage those around us. Maybe there's a sheep in your family that hasn't been to church in a while. Maybe there's a friend of yours that asks you about God, but doesn't necessarily feel comfortable coming to church. Invite them. Invite them to join us in Christ leading us. I know it's hard. I know it's tough, but it's worth it. Because Jesus chooses to lay down his life for us so that we may have eternal life. May we rejoice in that today.
Thanks for listening to the Assumption Church podcast. To listen to more episodes, connect with us in our community, or join us for worship, please visit assumptionsyr.org.